She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
When you go into your grocery store, you usually feel like, I want to get some good food for my family. And you might grab a product like Rice Krispies or grape nuts or something that you think is relatively innocuous. But lurking within, there's some pretty nasty stuff. Andrea, have you heard about this? Some of these chemicals in these pretty mainstream products.
Lisa, we talk about this all the time at Naturally Savvy. I mean, we talk about the scary seven. We talk about GMOs. We talk about ingredients that are also to beware of. And a lot of these are in rich food, poor food. So I am very excited to have our guests on the show today.
Yeah, they're wonderful. We have Jason Calton, PhD Calton, and Mira Calton, CN, and they are the authors of that wonderful book, Rich Food, Poor Food, The Ultimate Grocery Purchasing System. Welcome, both of you lovely people, to Naturally Savvy.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, this is one of those things that I think when people think of Rice Krispies, they think of those three cute little elves and how bad could it be. But why don't you fill us in, Mira, and give us some of the pretty dangerous things that are found in the packaging.
Well, I think Rice Krispies, we're going to be talking about BHA and BHT. We call those the butylated brothers. And it's in a lot of cereals. It's also in a lot of chewing gum. It's in a lot of packaged meats. And the problem with BHA and BHT is that BHA is, by the National Institute of Health, reasonably considered to be carcinogenic. That means it can cause cancer. And in fact, the state of California doesn't just say it's reasonably anticipated. They say BHA is a carcinogen. So therefore, why it's being put in our food, we're not quite sure. And it's in things we feed our families and our small children.
Yes, it's very frustrating. You know, BHA and BHT are one of our scary seven ingredients. And we know that it can cause liver and kidney damage, too. So very scary stuff. So it's so great that you're bringing this to, you know, to the attention. You know, we're all in this together, which I love. And we're trying to make a difference to really educate people and just kind of make people aware of what they're putting into their bodies. So what inspired you to write this book?
You know, I think our first book was called Naked Calories, and that really went over, you know, our story about how we reversed Mira's advanced osteoporosis. She was diagnosed with advanced osteoporosis at age 30. So she was really kind of shoved into the nutrition world saying, you know, you're either going to have to go on medications for the rest of your life, or you're going to have to really find out how you can use nutrition to reverse that condition. That's how we met ultimately. And after we're putting together a micronutrient rich nutrition program for her, she was able to reverse her advanced osteoporosis within 2 years, completely reverse it. So we were obviously inspired by that, and we got a lot of people writing us after we wrote our first book and said, you know, I want to live a micronutrient sufficient life. How do I do it? How do I find those foods in my grocery stores in every aisle? Like, how do I find the macaroni and cheese for my kids and the pretzels my teenager wants and the ice cream my husband wants me to buy? So we decided to say, you know, we're going to go ahead and write a grocery store guide. We took it aisle by aisle, and we were able to find what we consider to be very, what we call micronutrient-rich foods, which is where the title comes from, rich food, poor food. So they're rich in the essential vitamins and minerals and fatty acids, but also void of all these poor food ingredients we're talking about, these potentially harmful ingredients.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the poor food ingredients. Mira, what are some others, and where do we find them?
Well, you know, one of the big things that we always talk about is artificial food colors, and I know that you guys do as well, because they are just in everything these days. I mean, almost every single product, including things like sour cream, which are white, and you wouldn't think colors are hiding. Even those foods can have artificial colors. I mean, it's
so
really insane.
Frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, and you don't even expect it anymore. I mean, it's very rare that you see a product that's actually the color that it would naturally be, and that's because when food scientists did studies, they colorized one plate of macaroni and cheese and made it really vivid and left the very same exact recipe on another plate in its natural colors. And what they found out is nobody thought that the uncolored one tasted good. They thought it was bland. They thought it was boring. And they thought the vividly colored one was just fantastic and ate the whole plate. Well, here's the problem. They're the same recipe. But our brains are tricking us by we're eating with our eyes and not just our taste buds these days. So we've been told that we have to eat this way, you know, and our systems are used to it, and that's a real problem. So that's why they're doing it. It gets us to eat more of the foods they want to sell to us.
You know, it's so funny. I say that all the time, that we eat with our eyes. And I had a crazy experiment done to me. And, you know, I was in a store, it was an ice cream store, and I blogged about it. And my two-year-old daughter, who never eats artificial colors, went crazy when she went into a store and saw, you know, candies and sprinkles, and that's all she wanted. But she had never even tried it before. So it was like really an unplanned experiment. It just shows us. You're so right. I mean, our kids, if it looks good, we think it's going to taste good too. So we want to eat it, right? Even from as little as a two-year-old little girl.
Right. I mean, one of the things, again, that we did that's a little bit unique with Mira and I is that we traveled to over 135 countries, and we studied remote groups. And one of the things you realize quickly is that we've evolved over time, even in these remote groups, to be very attracted to the bright colors. You walk into the produce section of a grocery store, and it's very reminiscent of the colors of a candy store. And this is why this is so successful. This two-year-old child isn't acting up wanting that artificial color, but her mind and her eyes are telling her, hey, this is the good stuff. This is the stuff that you should be attracted to, that our ancestors have been attracted to, and this is where the vitamins and minerals are. Unfortunately, the food manufacturers are using these colors to manipulate us.
Yeah, unbelievable. Good for you guys. I mean, this research is incredible. I mean, the fact that you traveled around the world to find it, good for you guys. Amazing information.
Oh, it was an amazing experience. We really got to sit down with and talk with all these tribes and see how they're evolving over time. We'd go back at one point, and they were completely remote, and then a few years later, we'd see them again, and already we'd see the infiltration of modern foods, of packaged foods getting into these places deep in the Amazon, and we'd see the weight getting put on. We'd see cancer starting to come into their lives, things that they had never even thought of before. So we know this kind of food leads to lifestyle diseases. It is that simple. You can watch it in a matter of years in a community.
So are you working with these tribes around the world to help change the way they look at food? Like, explain to us a little bit about your work about that. It's fascinating.
Well, we have something on the website called the Calton Project, and people can go and they can read a little bit about what we've been doing up until this point. And it's an ongoing project. We have tribes in the Amazon on both sides, the Ecuadorian Amazon and the Brazilian Amazon. We work with tribes in Papua New Guinea, and we keep tabs on them. We've sit down with the elders, and we have translators help us. We take a look at what they've eaten in the past. They tell us what they're currently eating. And we also watch, you know, when we're actually there, we were in Papua New Guinea, and we were deep in, you know, in down the Sepik rivers, and they were cooking for us some of their common foods, and it just so happens the woman took out a tub of margarine, and she put it on this huge, cooktop almost, that she was going to cook something for us on. And I said, where in the world did you get
this?
Where did you get this margarine? And she's like, oh, this is the good stuff we trade. I mean, these traders come in about six months or so, and they trade the margarine for the coconut oil. And they've got them convinced that this is a healthier fat for them rather than the coconut oil. And so we try to stop that kind of thing. We try to re-educate them and say, hey, listen, you know, society out there is not healthy. You guys don't even have diabetes. You don't have obesity yet. You don't have heart disease. You don't have cancer. But we all do. So, you know, stick with your way of eating and don't be fooled. The government oftentimes wants to subsidize. They try to give them cookies and chips and sodas for free. And of course, these societies, even the 80-year-olds in the society, they sit there and they like the colors. They like the crunch. They like the flavor, and they become almost immediately addicted. So we do a lot to try to stop that.
Well, you know, I think you guys are, I'm going to call you the dynamic duo, if I will, because I think what you're doing is incredible.
Definitely.
And I love how you're changing the system. And unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I have so many questions. Lisa, do you have so many questions for them? Because I know I do.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, we got to have you back.
Yes, we'd love to have you back on. And thank you for being on today. But until next time, stay connected at Radio MD, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.